And 6:30, it is cloudy and 65 degrees in Tulsa. Good morning, I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. It will be a day of picking up an assessment. This after strong thunderstorms caused damage overnight at Muskogee and Wagner. Officials speculate the damage may have been caused by tornadoes. The Whispering Pines apartments at Muskogee sustained heavy damage, while the corridor of Highway 69 at Highway 51 saw damage at Wagner. A service station sustained damage and a car was flipped over. PSO and ONG both report scattered power outages this morning. More strong to severe storms are in our forecast for later today. After a contentious manslaughter trial comes to an end, Tulsa's police chief says the department is committed to protecting the rights of protesters.
At a news conference Thursday with Mayor G.T. Bynum, Chief Chuck Jordan said the department respects the right of all Tulsans to peacefully protest. He complimented protesters and police for their interactions immediately after Betty Shelby was acquitted of manslaughter. Jordan says he knows there are questions about Shelby's future with the department.
That is being analyzed right now, as we speak, by city human resources as well as police human resources and the legal department. And there should be some result come out of that in the very near future.
Shelby has been on leave since fatally shooting Terrence Crutcher on September 16th. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.
As they struggle in the legislature to reach a revenue compromise, competing protesters line the halls of the state capitol.
Grayson Niemeyer was one of these protesters, and he says if lawmakers raise oil and gas taxes to 5%, it will have a negative impact on the companies that are the lifeblood of the state.
You already see thousands of industry people from the oil and gas industry who have been laid off, who are moving out of state, and this does not aid the bleeding.
Also at the Capitol Thursday was the president of the Oklahoma Education Association, Alicia Priest, and she says it's only right for oil and gas companies to pay their fair share.
The state of Oklahoma is a loser if we don't fix the budget hole, and the way to do that is to increase the gross production tax.
Republican and Democrat leadership are still in negotiations over the budget, and the issue of raising the gross production tax seems to be the holdup. I'm Emily Wendler.
Two men attempt to rob a woman at the Sawmill Apartments in East Tulsa. Something went wrong, and that woman was shot in the head. 64-year-old Vinnie Blaylock later died.
I believe robbery was the motive. Not sure what items they were able to, get from her.
Tulsa Police Officer Leland Ashley says dogs tried to pick up the suspects but lost the scent in the complex. Our weather forecast, showers and thunderstorms possible, 80 for a high, strong to severe storms tonight, 61 for a low, now cloudy and 65. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.